All right, 40 after of the first hour on a Tuesday. It's not Rick Tittle, but it is Dominic Jimenez, and I am with Karen Lyle of SailSportTalk.com. It is time to talk a little sailing. You heard the music. It's the mood is right. SailSport Talk. Karen, how you doing today?
Great, Dominic. It's great to talk to you and co-host with you on the show today.
I'm excited because I'd like to welcome in our guests now, Marilyn and Otis Brock of the Ebony Boat Club and the Ebony Youth Foundation, longtime members and leaders of the Ebony Boat Club, which was established in 1987 and at the Ebony Youth Foundation. Many of the members are African-American. Marilyn and Otis have both been Commodores and various other leadership roles at EBC. And Otis is the treasurer for the RBOC in the Ebony Youth Foundation. Marilyn and Otis, welcome to the show. I'll start with you, Marilyn. Tell me a little bit about the Ebony Boat Club and the Ebony Youth Foundation.
Good morning. The Ebony Boat Club promotes social, cultural, and civic interaction between boating and the community throughout California. We are extremely proud of our various youth programs, especially our scholarship program. Ebony Foundation also provides three scholarships a year. The Ebony Youth Foundation is a nonprofit promoted by Ebony Boat Club that provides $1,000 scholarship to students of all backgrounds. And we're very extremely proud of the things that we do in our community service as well.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. I'm really happy to have both you and Otis here today. I saw you at the PICYA award ceremony where the 2021 Meritorious Service Award and Trophy was given to you for a rescue at sea that you and Otis were involved in. And I wondered if you could tell us, Otis, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about what the emergency was?
Well, actually, let's have Marilyn to start it because she was actually piloting the boat at the beginning of this emergency, okay?
Oh, that would be just fine, Marilyn. Go ahead.
Otis and I started out on July 30th, headed upriver the San Joaquin towards Stockton for a jazz and wine event that we, Ebony Boat Club, puts on every year. And unknowing to us that the first rescue that we did that day was just short of a mile past Foss River. Normally, we would take that shortcut, but this particular day, we weren't able. It was blocked off, so we had to stay into the deep water. I saw this small boat and people waving to us and shouting, and we were quite a distance away from them at the time. I slowed up and to take a better look, and as I got closer, I realized that it was three children on board and two adults in a very small, what we normally call a dinghy, and they were yelling to get our attention. We finally approached them, and they wanted us to tow them out, but we were unable to do so with the size of our boat. And the water was extremely rough that day. With the wind and the current, it would have thrown both boats up onto the rock. So we stood by to wait, and Otis called for the sheriff department. So once the sheriff was underway, we just stayed there to make sure that everyone was still safe. They did have on their life jackets, and they were anchored. So we knew that they would be just fine as long as we were standing by. Once the sheriff approached, found out that they were out of gas, but the sheriff did not have gas. So they came over to us, and we gave them a gallon of gas. The sheriff took the gas and assisted them with putting it into their boat. It still didn't start. So the sheriff at that point returned our gas can, and we left them in the sheriff's hands, and we continued on upriver.
Marilyn, I know, I might mention that I've been up that that passageway when the winds were up around 25 knots, and it can get like three or 4 foot chop, which can capsize a small boat like that easily. And so it was very fortunate that they had your boat there to block the waters a little bit and make it possible for them. So you had another rescue as well?
We sure did. Later on, about an hour later, we were just passing Windmill Cove, and there were three cigarette boats. The first two passed by, and they were having a good time and just going fast, what they're designed to do. The third boat, as it passed and we continued on, I looked back because I was still behind the helm and saw the boat slip over. The boat slipped over, and I slowed up and proceeded to turn around. I yelled out to my husband that the boat had slipped. So as we approached the boat, we didn't see anyone. At this time, Otis took the helm, and I'll let him go on.
So when I took over, Marilyn went out to the bow of the boat and started looking for the people that were in the boat. And shortly thereafter, she saw the driver of the boat in the water, and he was yelling for help. So I took the boat and brought it over close to him. I had to speculate how the tide was going and the wind was floating and how he was going. And our boat is a 45-foot boat, so I had to get the boat over close to him. And I posted the boat in really close to him. And when he was on side of the boat, I let the boat come in really close. I turned off the engine. Marilyn grabbed his hand at our swim platform. By this time, I was down on the swim platform with her, and we got the ladder down, and between Marilyn, myself, we rolled him up onto the swim platform, and he weighed 230 pounds, and he didn't have any clothes on because everything was knocked off of him. So we got him onto the swim platform, and we put some pillows underneath him, covered him up, and we proceeded to look for his passenger. And while all of this was happening, boats were still coming by at a really high rate of speed. I was trying to slow those guys down. I was back up on the helm now. I started up the engines again. And then pretty soon, the other two boats that had previously traveled past us, they turned around and they came back looking for him. So now the three of us were looking for the other passenger, and by this time the sheriff had arrived from San Joaquin, and also the sheriff from Contra Costa, and also the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard helicopter was there. So everyone was doing the search. So then we were able to find a dock that was nearby, and I took the boat over to the dock, and Marilyn and one of the other ladies started administering first aid to the driver.
Stephen.
His name was Stephen. And probably about another 15 minutes, the search helicopter arrived. And that's just about it.
Well, now, I've seen those cigar boats just whipping across the channel there and having a great old time. What happens when one of those flips? You saw that happen. Did anyone get hit by the boat when it flipped?
Well, when it flipped, it went straight up in the air. The wind turned it over, and he was thrown clear. she was thrown clear. He was about 50 yards away from the boat, and that boat was traveling, I don't know, 70, 80 miles an hour when it flipped. And kind of the reason that it flipped was it was the wakes from the first two boats had all come together, and the wake from our boat had come together. And the third boat, when it hit all of those wakes, he just went up in the air. The wind caught him and just flipped him over.
Wow.
Dominic Jimenez here, and Karen Lyle speaking with Marilyn and Otis Brock, longtime members and leaders of the Ebony Boat Club, which was established in 1987, as well as the Ebony Youth Foundation, and they both received the PICYA 2021 Meritorious Service Award and Trophy for the Rescue at Sea event, as you heard them tell the stories there. One last question for you, Marilyn. How important is it, the kind of unspoken, I don't want to say brotherhood, but the unspoken nod of always looking out for your fellow sailors and boats? That it's kind of an unspoken rule that you're always on the lookout. What is that like, knowing that at a moment's notice, if you see somebody in help, you know that you're going to go help them?
Well, I think this is all boaters. You know, I have to feel that every boater would react the same way that we did. It is an unwritten rule, but when we see someone in trouble, it just automatically kicks in to help. And that's been our experience. We've had trouble on the water before, and other boaters have come in to help us. So we give that back. We just, everything stops, and you just go into a mode to help.
You know, I might mention that, Otis, you're a treasurer for the Recreational Boaters of California, which, and last time I looked, there were more than 65,000 boats that were registered with the DMV in California, and that's not including all of the U.S. Coast Guard documented vessels. There's quite a boating community along the Pacific Coast, and we really appreciate your service in helping represent us there.
Well, thank you very much. I've been the treasurer since 2012, and we represent all boating interests in the state of California, from San Diego all the way up to Ukiah and Lake Tahoe. So recreational boaters is something that you can always look us up online to find out exactly what we're doing there also. And it's an all-volunteer organization also.
All right, we've been speaking with Marilyn and Otis Brock of the Ebony Boat Club and the Ebony Youth Foundation. They received the PICYA Meritorious Service Award and Trophy, as you heard them tell the story of a couple rescues that they helped out with. If you want to find out more information about the Ebony Boat Club, about the Ebony Youth Foundation, or more about Marilyn and Otis, head over to our website, sailsporttalk.com. There will be a bunch of links there in addition to some of the stories, photos, and also links to the foundation to check it out. And if that's something you would like to support, we encourage you to do so. Marilyn and Otis, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us. It was an absolute pleasure hearing a truly inspiring and amazing story of those rescues from you both firsthand. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
It was our pleasure. Karen, we'll talk to you next week, huh?
Thank you. Thank you very much for Marilyn and Otis, and pleasure talking to you as always.
All right, take care, everybody. I'm Dominic Jimenez. We will wrap this thing up on the other side on Titillating Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.